CDC appears at odds with own expert advisory committee over masks for healthcare workers. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has asked its expert advisors to include more recommendations on mask wearing and guidance for healthcare workers, despite their research suggesting they need only be worn under certain circumstances to protect against coronavirus and common seasonal viral respiratory infections. 2 years ago, the health agency selected a group of science experts, known as the CDC's Healthcare Infection Control Practices Advisory Committee, and asked them to update its hospital infection control guidelines, which had not been updated since 2007. The experts have significant knowledge across an array of subjects, including infectious diseases, infection prevention and control, healthcare epidemiology, nursing, clinical and environmental microbiology, health policy, health services research, public health, and more, according to the CDC's website. In June 2023, the group sent the health agency a draft document detailing their updated advice for controlling infections. In it, they noted that studies and scientific evidence had shown that there was no difference among HCP wearing N95 respirators and those wearing surgical masks, effectively stating there was no difference in infection rates among healthcare providers who wore N95 masks versus those who wore surgical masks in the clinic. The group did, however, note flaws in the data and strong concerns with the strength of this evidence, including that over half of the studies they analyzed were retrospective in nature, which raised the concern of recall bias or memory, potentially affecting the results. Many of the studies also did not report on compliance, and respirator fit was not assessed in a majority of the pandemic, they said. Despite those flaws, the committee still concluded that healthcare workers need only wear surgical masks when treating patients infected by common or endemic viruses such as regularly occurring respiratory infections. The committee did, however, recommend the use of N95s in cases where patients are infected with new or emerging respiratory pathogens for which vaccines, immunity, and effective therapies are not available. In another set of updated draft guidance submitted to the CDC in November, the expert panel noted evidence suggests that masks only work for source control effectively infected people wearing a mask to help prevent them from infecting others. Reused masks, a reservoir of infectious material. Masks are indicated in any of the following situations: when an activity is anticipated to create 190 splashes or spray to the face, as source control, and is indicated by transmission-based precautions, the group wrote. The CDC defines transmission-based precautions as a second tier of infection control. According to the experts, the mask should also not be reused because they can serve as a reservoir of infectious material if they become soiled during use. Masks should be changed when soiled, damaged, or harder to breathe through, the committee wrote. Extended use is not practiced with masks except when used for source control, and then disposed of when removed or after use when caring for a patient on transmission-based precautions. The experts concluded by noting that loose-fitting masks may not fully contain secretions of the wearer or efficiently filter inhaled air. Meanwhile, when it comes to respirators, the committee noted that, like masks, they are to be used as indicated by transmission-based precautions. A seal check should also be performed each time a healthcare worker puts on the fit-tested respirator to ensure it is properly seated on the face, and single-use disposable respirators should not be reused because, like masks, they can serve as a reservoir of infectious material if they become soiled during use. Reusable respirators must be cleaned, disinfected, and dried between uses according to the manufacturer's instructions for use, the committee noted. Optimally, extended use is not practiced with single-use respirators except when used for source control and then disposed of when removed or after use when caring for a patient on transmission-based precautions. The committee also noted the importance of limiting the amount of inhaled air that comes from leaks around the respirator, because leaked air is not filtered. Additionally, the committee noted that filtration efficacy for fit-tested respirators is only expected to be greater than that for masks. CDC issues with draft guidelines. In a January 24 blog post, the CDC thanked the expert committee for its draft set of framework recommendations, but noted a number of issues. Another relevant to preventing transmission through air is to make sure that a draft set of recommendations cannot be misread to suggest equivalency between face masks and NIOSH-approved respirators, which is not scientifically correct, nor the intent of the draft language, the CDC said. Although masks can provide some level of filtration, the level of filtration is not comparable to NIOSH-approved respirators, the health agency continued. Respiratory protection remains an important part of personal protective equipment to keep healthcare personnel safe. The CDC also provided a list of questions and comments for HCPCS consideration. Additionally, in a letter sent to the committee on the same date, the CDC asked the expert advisors to include more information and suggestions regarding healthcare workers wearing masks in their guidance. A review of the draft guidance identified several questions for which CDC would like to request further input from the committee, the agency said. We feel these questions, largely related to when masks and respirators are recommended in healthcare settings, reflect concerns or areas of confusion that continue to be raised by stakeholders in response to the draft guideline, it added. The health agency then questioned if there should be a category of transmission-based precautions that includes masks for pathogens that spread by the air. Should N95 respirators be recommended for all pathogens that spread by the air, the agency said. The committee's recommendations are not final, and the CDC currently still suggests wearing a mask or respirator when sick or caring for someone who is sick with COVID-19. When caring for someone who is sick with COVID-19, a respirator will provide you the best level of protection, CDC guidance states. In a January 23 blog post, the health agency noted that it will eventually start working to expand the scope of technical backgrounds among the committee members and a HCPCS isolation guideline workgroup. The expanded workgroup and the HCPCS with the newly appointed members will review and discuss these additional considerations and guidelines at the next HCPCS meeting, which is open to the public, the agency concluded. The Epoch Times has contacted the CDC for further comment.